Hello. Welcome to another episode of Mary McCarthy, Resilience and Grace. This is episode number 24, and today is Monday, June 1st, 2020. Over the past few days, we have witnessed as a nation peaceful protests, and some have turned violent. Our hearts ache for all, and as a white woman born into privilege, I've decided to share a few thoughts here with you, ending with one of my most favorite meditations, inviting freedom and happiness for all. I know I'll not get it right, but I'm willing to educate myself and my children so we can be a part of the solution instead of the problem as we move forward every day. I came across President Obama's Facebook post today, and I'd like to share some of his thoughts with you. He writes, "As millions of people across the country take to the streets and raise their voices in response to the killing of George Floyd and the ongoing problem of unequal justice, many people have reached out asking, how can we sustain momentum to bring about real change? First, the waves of protests across the country represent a genuine and legitimate frustration over a decades-long failure to reform police practices and the broader criminal justice system in the United States. The overwhelming majority of participants, they have been peaceful, courageous, responsible, and inspiring. They deserve our respect and support, not condemnation." And he continues, "Second, I've heard some suggest that the recurrent problem of racial bias in our criminal justice system proves that only protests and direct action can bring about change, and that the voting and participation in electoral politics is a waste of time. I could not disagree more. The point of protest is to raise public awareness, to put a spotlight on injustice, and to make the powers that be uncomfortable. In fact, throughout American history, it's often only been in response to protests and civil disobedience that the political system has even paid attention to marginalized communities. But eventually, aspirations have to be translated into specific laws and institutional practices. And in a democracy, that only happens when we elect government officials who are responsive to our demands." He continues to write, "So the bottom line is this. If we want to bring about real change, then the choice is not between protests and politics. We have to do both. We have to mobilize to raise awareness, and we have to organize and cast our ballots to make sure that we elect candidates who will act on reform. Thank you, Mr. President, for sharing resources and these inspiring words to help us navigate each day. Tomorrow, here in the state of Iowa, we have the opportunity to vote. We can vote for the U.S. House and Senate and Iowa House and Senate seats. I'm going to vote. Will you? Today, I also taught a yin yoga class. The postures focused on the liver and kidney meridians to help replenish the prana, or life force, within each of us. A yin yoga practice invites us to slow down, reflect, feel, stay in the moment, and let go. At the beginning and at the end of class, I read a poem posted on a friend's Facebook page. I do not know the author, but I'm going to share it with you, and I invite you to close your eyes if you are able and listen. It is titled Prayer for Peace and Comfort. Source of healing, may those afflicted with illness, may those suffering from fear, may thoughts overwhelmed with their burdens find respite and comfort in your arms. Spirit of love, may those seeking community May those lonely in isolation, may those grieving and in pain, find peace and solace in the warmth of your shelter. May we all find within us the companionship and friendship of our shared portion, and may we share our love and kindness with each other. In times of great change and global uncertainty, like we are in today and have been over the past few months, we are sometimes at a loss to find stability and peace within. A yin yoga practice can help quiet our body, slow down our mind. Meditating and centering ourselves with breath can bring ease and relieve some of the stress and anxiety within. Yet we are also supported endlessly by the wisdom of the ages. There is a mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, that can assist us in our spiritual evolution and act as a blessing for the world. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu is a Sanskrit mantra, which means, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. By chanting this mantra, we move from our personal self and radiate a prayer of love for the world around us. It takes us from the ego and its limiting worldview and radiates from us global well-being. It is a reminder that we are part of the universe and can positively impact all of creation. Commonly, the poems and scriptures of India are written in Sanskrit, and the mantras can be chanted during a meditation. Ahimsa is a Sanskrit word meaning non-injury or non-violence. Not just in the literal and physical sense of causing no harm, but also in the figurative sense. Unreasonable dislike is a figurative aspect of this hymn, as well as an unreasonable prejudice towards another being. Ahimsa represents the true strength at the core of an individual, because that's what it takes to have an open mind and a lack of preconceived notions when approaching another being. This divine essence of ahimsa illustrates that hate dissolves in the company of love. It is essentially pure and true love toward life and its beings. So the Sanskrit, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, supports the prevail of love over hate. Let us now take a moment to rest in this mantra. Let the sound and the words that you might recite inside radiate from your heart and out into the world. Please take a comfortable seated position and settle yourself now into a posture for meditation. Closing your eyes, welcome your breath into your body. And allow the hands to be in a position of love. You can place your hands with the palms open on your legs. You can rest them over your heart or in a mudra of your choice. Receiving the breath into your body invites you to turn inward, and we'll bring our awareness on the breath, Take a few moments to count your breath and slow it down to a count of at least 5. Bring balance to the inhale and exhale. And if you find that you're feeling a little more stressed or anxious in this moment, see if you can extend your exhale just a little bit more than the inhale. This will send a signal to your brain that it's time to slow down, to transition from the sympathetic or fight and flight system into the parasympathetic, rest and recover. Our breath is very powerful. So as we bring a sense of ease to our breath, we can also invite a sense of ease to the mind. Now, bring your awareness to your heart center and let the Sanskrit words wash over you, repeating them to yourself as often as you would like. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free. And may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Continue to rest in this mantra. Let your heart be open. And let these thoughts and words radiate from within you. During a mantra practice, you may feel vibration within you. You may hear the sounds within your body and mind. The more you relax, the easier it is to feel and hear the powerful message of mantra. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. You're welcome to sit and continue with this meditation for as long as you would like. Or at this time, if you would like to, bring your palms together at heart center, closing this meditation. I invite you to bow your chin to your chest, holding love for all who suffer, all who are hurting, all who are fighting for peace and justice in our world. We might not get it right, but we're willing to move forward and be a part of the solution instead of the problem. Thank you for taking time to listen. May we continue to bring good into the world. With resilience and grace. Namaste.